Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay, a.k.a. Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Ebony B. And, of course, this is a very special show. I have my new co-host live in the building with me, Miss Kimberly Rim, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. So you make sure you guys call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got to give a big round of applause to my co-host, Lady Survivor. Welcome.
Amen. Amen.
Are you ready to get the spiritual feeding in? Because I see the table is full. The table is full tonight, and we are going to be talking about faith and patience. And those two things alone would definitely fill you up if you are going and searching and preparing yourself all week and with putting the word of God in you. And it's just a blessing. So before we do anything else, we definitely want to open up the show in giving thanks and glory and honor to God. Father God, we thank you on today, Lord, just because of who you are, not because of the things you've done, but because of who you are, Lord. Father God, use us as tools, Lord, on this spiritual feeding show. To be able to touch, to be able to teach, to be able to be used in your will and not our own, Lord. Please, Father God, do not let us get puffed up in our own self. We give all the glory and the victory and the joy to you, Lord, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be on this show right now. We would not have this talent to be able to teach and preach your word and be able to use these tools. Father God, let all those under the sounds of our voice tonight be touched, be encouraged, be inspired, be charged up, Lord, to choose faith first, you first, Lord, you first, Lord, and all things may come after that. Father God, so many times you take the back burners in our lives, but on today, you will not take the back burner. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, sister. Amen.
I'm loving this topic, faith. Faith is so important, you guys. I mean, it's just everything starts with faith if we think about it. And I'm thinking about that now, that everything starts with faith. And, of course, you got to get your plates, you guys. For those, everybody that's tuned in, go and get your plates, a.k.a. your Bibles. You need your Bibles to be able to get spiritual feeding here. If you want us to pass you some food over here, you're going to have to go ahead and get your Bible. So go ahead and get that. And every time you come to spiritual feeding, you're going to need your Bible, a.k.a. your plate, because we are sharing and we are worshiping with each other. And if you're on the call line like right now, all you got to do is press the 1 button to be able to chime in, to be able to talk about faith and patience. And we ask you to share the line and share the time, because we're going to definitely have more people who want to be able to testify and witness about faith and how good God is. So, of course, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347 850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. So let's dive right into this thing about faith. And it's a lot of scriptures that talk about faith, but one of my favorite ones is Hebrews, of course. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 is the best place to find the biblical definition of faith. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that comes out of the King James Version of the Bible. So, of course, we're going to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That is powerful within itself alone. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the things that you are hoping for your life, for your children, for your business, for your careers, for the world, for your community, for other children and people that you don't know. It's the substance of things hoped for. And it's also faith is the evidence of things not seen. And, of course, we know with the Israelites that they wanted a king. And you guys can correct me at any time and know that Diva Ebony B stands for correction. But the Israelites, you know, they got impatient with waiting on Moses to come back. And in his absence, they took gold and they built a calf, a statue to worship because they were so thirsty and they wanted to have something to see and not realize the whole journey that he had took them on so far was all consist of faith. Moses believed that God was going to do what he said he was going to do because his word does not come back void. So I want y'all to stay with that. Man, keep write that down. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I'm going to pass the praise over to you, Kim.
Well, I'm going to have to say amen on that. I love the scripture you just read. It's just very powerful. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. And, you know, actually I went over to King James Version of John, 1 John, and it says the certainties of faith. These things I have written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. It is so important that we have faith. Being a Christian is far more than trusting Christ for salvation. You know, I have met people that know the word of God, know it back and forth. We all know that the devil know the word of God back and forth. But are you really, really understanding that, you know, being a part of Christ is far more than just trusting Christ, and you have to have faith in him. You have to believe in the word. You have to study the word. And if you're not studying the word and taking time out, you're so busy. I'm at blame for that myself because I'm just learning. When I wake up in the morning now, I go straight to the word and I read it before I get up in the morning because we're so busy ripping and running. We're taking time out. But then when we need something, we want God to do it right away. We say, oh, God, please do this. Please do that for me. But you couldn't even take 5 minutes out because you're late for work, you know. Schedule your time, you know, schedule time for, you know, God, you know, but God should always be first. When you open up your eyes, thank you, Jesus, thank you for open up my eyes. When you move your legs, thank you, Lord, for helping me stand up. You know, just start, you know, really getting a spiritual feeding of the word, you know, because faith is so, so powerful. You know, you can know the scripture, but do you have faith? And Lord, do you really, 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 can you really honestly say that you have faith in the Lord? And I just really want to, you know, hear people, you know, I'm trying to use the correct terminology. I really would like to know what people really think about faith when it comes down to God. Because, like I stated, being a Christian is far more than just trusting Christ for salvation. And you can know Christ and you can know the word, but do you have faith in that he's going to take care of you? Or are you going to still say, well, I don't know how I'm going to pay my gas and electric. I don't know how I'm going to pay this. I don't know how I'm going to pay that. You have to question yourself. That's not faith, because, you know, you don't worry about anything because you know that God is going to take care of you. I pass it back over to you, Diva.
And you are right about that. I definitely agree with you on that, Lady Survivor, and it's just a blessing that God has blessed you the way that he has. I mean, you can't do anything about faith, and you got to take that time out for him first. You know, just having that relationship with him and having that commitment to him, and I have to apply that for my own self. You know, and big shout out to my Ron's team and, you know, for them encouraging me and letting me know that you got to start building yourself and building your faith up every day. Because once you start reading the word and you get out of routine, well, not really routine, but once you start reading the word of God and you start slacking off, then you make yourself acceptable for things to happen. Things that
Amen.
When you was reading the word, it really wouldn't have bothered you because you had already got the word that covered you before this happened. Now, you know, a lot of people say, what is this thing called faith? You know, what is faith? And just like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, Hebrews tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And actually,
Amen.
Faith is our most basic need. Let's think about this. Faith is our most basic need that we need on a daily, in a second basis. Minutes and seconds and hours on a daily basis. So, you know, for Christmas, you know, having faith means believing what we can't see because, you know, we know God will direct us and supply our needs. Not Christmas, Christians. For Christians, having faith means, you know, believing what we can't see. But because we know that, you know, God will direct us and supply all our needs. You know, we have all at some point in our lives wanted something new or wanted something more. And perhaps, you know, our desires were so strong that, you know, we left the former life without a new sight of these things. And then remember, the naysayers claim, you know, you had lost your mind, you know, because you knew it was time because you had faith in God and to direct you. You know, you were certain of what was not yet sight and positive that it wasn't that far away from you. Like when you recommit yourself to God, when you give your life over to God, being baptized, and people start to see the change in you, and they just see you start to edify God and magnify his name, and they like, oh, man, she done lost her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people say, you know, she all holier than thou now.
they kill me when they say that. That just makes me laugh, Diva, when people say that you're so holier than thou. That's, to me, is the most ridiculous thing. You know, I sit up here, and when I read the word in the morning, and it's in the morning, I'm sorry, guys, in the morning, and it's been having faith is like unity and life in the body of Christ, and it's just so powerful. And, you know, I want to say, when you give your life to Christ, you get so many gifts. He gives you so many gifts to survive to with your daily life, you know. If you have faith in him, my, the things that he will do for you. We are all born for as they say, a reason, a purpose. And if we don't have faith, if we don't get into the word and study the word and understand it, just not just study it. I mean, when you study it, understand it. And if you don't understand it, go to someone that can explain it to you. Go to your pastor.
Yep.
Go to your sister in Christ. Someone. Don't be afraid or ashamed to say, well, you know, I don't know this or I don't know that. Don't be ashamed. You know, don't be embarrassed. You know, because, you know, it's not anything wrong with not knowing everything in the Bible. You understand? No one's perfect. The only perfect person is God. And you have to learn to establish quiet time for God. You need quiet time for God. You need that. And You know, and, you know, with that, you know, you will learn that there, you know, there's four things that you'll receive. And the first thing is, you know, first off, you think about apostles. The second are prophets. The third are teachers. And then there are those we do miracles. You know, that's in the Word of God. That's not something that I just made up. It's in the Word of God. So we all have a purpose here. We all have a gift that God has given us. It's all about if we get into the Word of God and take time out to learn the Word of God and have faith in God. And, you know, we're so busy. We could party. We could be on Facebook all day long talking about absolutely nothing. We could be tweeting all day long talking about absolutely nothing, tweeting. Oh, I just went and brought me a dress. Take that quiet time to tweet about, you know what, I can't sleep right now. I'm going to my quiet time with God, you know? So
it does.
Just, you know,
it does take you that time to have that quiet time with God. And I can definitely identify with being or feeling ashamed, you know, about not understanding the Word, or, oh, I'm not getting it, or maybe I'm not praying enough, or maybe I'm not being faithful enough. Understand that there is going to be some things in the Bible that you do not understand, and that is fine, but you need to go to your spiritual leader. First of all, have faith and be thankful that God provided you with a spiritual leader that you can go to, that's at your disposal, to say, hey, I read this in the Bible and I really don't understand it, but I know God wants me to know what this means, so I can be able to see how this word applies to me or applies to my life, or is God preparing me for something, preparing me for somebody else. And
Amen.
We got to realize that too. God can do some things and bring the word to us for someone else. Every word is not for you. Having that faith and knowing that God will do that for you is very important. You may go to a service one time and you be like, well, what was that pastor talking about? I don't even understand how that word applies. Every word will not apply to you. It may be you needed to hear that word so you can be able to minister to someone else. God is using you as a tool. You are a tool, and we must understand this. And I like the fact of having this thinking. When you have faith, you know, you are certain of what was not yet in sight. You are certain that I may not see this positive that is not far away, that what God has for me. You took a risk, you guys. You took a risk. You left your comfort zone and you stepped out on faith. That's where a lot of us need to do, is just step out on faith. You don't need to have the facts of everything. Do you not know that God is the author and the finisher of your life? Do we not know this?
Amen.
It was at a point in time that I didn't know. I didn't know until I started to seek the information. I didn't know until I started to seek God's word. I didn't know until I started to want to know more and have a relationship with God. And, of course, I came at my own time, but it was the right time because this is what God had for me.
Amen.
Do not despise the chastening of the Lord, you guys. And this is why we are talking about faith and we're talking about patience. Patience. Whatever you're going through, just be patient. Just be patient. And big shout out to Jit from Groundhog Radio. We see you and we appreciate you here, all the guests in the chat room, all the guests in the line. We're going to go ahead and take a little short break. And when we come back from this wonderful music of God's,
Amen.
I love it. I got this song by My Late Music called I Want to Trust You. I want to trust you, God, and you got to listen to the lyrics of this. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about exercising your faith. Yes, y'all, you got to put some work in, man. You got to build some muscle. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feedings with Diva Ebony B and Lady Survivor right here on Diva Spot Radio. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And bless God while you're doing it.
Amen.
From the city, love the city, but I know it's pretty gritty. Pretty hard to see how God could be in charge, but I'm privy to the script. Like the director's got me hip to this flick. He's equipped me and built me to endure. I'm a brick, he's a building, and I'm in him, and I'll stick. I'm a dip when he says quit, till then give me a mic like I'm Vic. So I'm going to war, even if I'm going to corner stores, cause it's raw. Trouble doubles and it jumps on your ball. You can walk the block, see him sparking by. In the barbershop, they talk a lot about how they're off the clock. Some are even off your top. They don't think about the waves, they ain't thinking about the cops, they ain't thinking about the grave. Hope the spirit helps them wake. Every man is a needer like a baker, cause every man's a sinner, every sinner needs a savior. And Jesus is the one, but some are numb cause they don't feel this realness. Still I stand to tell you what the deal is.
Trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it, cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
Need power
to trust you right. To trust you right. I want to trust you more. Hey, I want to trust you, Lord.
Yeah. I know that God, man, had to do the same. I ain't special, I'm not greater than my teacher. He's the treasure, I vessel, and he did it 100. No flaw, no parallel. Did it on the water, no fall, no parasail. Showed us he can walk over trouble. No teeter, no totter, raging water. No sinking, no Peter, he's Jesus. He leaves us an example, now follow. This is more than food for thought, this is truth. Now swallow in the storm, when you feel it blowing. When you feel it's on, when it's dawn. And you're on the feet so you can feel the corns. When you look and you're jealous of the crook, cause he's adorned in a chain that can put some school books in the arms of our kids. Remember Jesus lived in the same stuff, favor with God, and man, he grew up in the manger. Even had no place to lay his head, but I tell you, place your bets on him cause he showed that he can raise the dead.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it, cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
Need power to trust you right. To trust you right.
I want to trust you more.
Hey,
I want to trust you, Lord.
Just a little, and justify moving your feet or beat double dribble. Easy to blame the government or other men, thugs and them. Sometimes defeat is even easier than trusting him. When the offer's on the table, nothing's off the table. The mind is often able to blind you from cause and make you see the sunny side of a garbage dump. Cause stupid is a stupid dud, Forrest Gump. But I got good news that I offer the men. Cause of the cross, you can rebound like balls from the rim. I'ma start with me, walk with me, let's change it up. Let's paint a different picture before we hang it up. Let's stand loyal to the groom like a best man. Or you can meet me at the book like Nets fans. Somebody asked, what's the cue? When you hear his voice say, I'ma trust in you.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it.
Yeah.
Cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get
louder.
No.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
Need power to trust you.
That's why we
trust you.
I want to trust you more.
Hey,
I want to trust you, Lord.
Hey.
So much.
That was Miley Music, you guys. Trust in you. You want to definitely Google Miley Music. That's MaliMusic. And the name of that song is called Trust in You. I just think it was a wonderful song. Delivery, the flow of it, everything you're talking about. You know, and when he said Jesus grew up in the manger. Like, we be so caught up on the stuff that don't mean nothing. At the end of the day, and we don't realize how humble we should be. I mean, really. And I just love that song. I try to get my heart around it. I'm trying to wrap my life around it because I can't live my life without it. And the voices surround it, it gets louder. I need strength for the journey to trust you, God. To trust you, God. I want to trust you boldly. I want to trust you boldly. I love that. I mean, I love that song, and that ties right in to getting into exercising your faith. And I want to hear from you guys, too. We want to hear from you guys, too, about faith and how, what has your faith, what has God done for you? We definitely want you to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Exercising the faith. It's a workout. So, of course, when we hear the word exercise, the first thing we think about is workout. So let's think about that word work, meaning that you have to put in something to get something out. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now, working your faith, first of all, you got to trust. You have to believe. Trust and believe is your weights. Those are your weights right there. So the first thing I would encourage you to do when you got your weights, your workout start when you wake up in the morning and you get another day. That is your opportunity. We are in the workout. We are in the work our faith gym. We are working out. So when you wake up in the morning and your eyes open and you realize that you got another day, work your mouth. From your spirit, from your heart, and say thank you. Thank him. When you wake up and you got that crusty smile, your mouth still dry, you're like, oh, but you, I know it may sound raspy, you may sound weird at the time, but God knows your heart. He doesn't really care about how you sound. He care about you saying thank you. He deserves for us to say thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I praise your name. I'm still laying in my bed, Lord. I haven't got out, but I just want to thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, I wouldn't have neither one of these days. Thank you for giving me another day. Thank you for giving me grace. Grace. Grace is when God gives us the things that we don't deserve every day that we're not worthy of. Life.
Amen.
Grace. That's that grace. That's that grace right there. And then that mercy. Mercy is when God withholds the things that we are not ready for yet. Thank him in advance. Thank him for blessing you with something. Thank you for waking me up this morning. And Father God, thank you for mercy. Thank you for withholding the things from me that I'm not ready yet. I like how God placed on my spirit and on my heart about grace and mercy. Because when I think about grace, I think about the things every day that God gives me, even when I was asleep at night and when I was closest to my death. The cousin to death, I feel, is sleep. I'm in a coma state. So when I'm sleeping, I can't protect myself. But God was protecting me. And not only was he protecting me, he was protecting you, my enemies, my child, my church family, my pastor, my first lady, the people who don't even know me yet. And I don't even know yet, but he was protecting them. So that would be the first step to exercising your faith, is when you first wake up in the morning, is thanking God. Thank him for grace and mercy. Have a conversation with him, even if that means you got to get your 15 minutes of fame. And I'm gonna pass the praise over to you, Kim. My spirit just got full, man.
I know. It's a lot to be said when it comes down to your father. You can't get no higher power than that. You know, he will never leave you. He will never fail you. When the flesh, you know, the flesh, I'm gonna tell you, gonna fail you every time. And I'm just keeping it real with the word of God. You know, you have to You have to establish a quiet time with the Lord to let him know that you are serious when you say that I trust in you. That's why I love that song, Do You Trust Me, Lord? You know, even when I'm down and out, you know, I just love that song. It's just so, it's such a powerful, powerful song. And it, you know, really personally, you, if you're not a person that go to church and you're not ready to go inside of God's house, there are so many ways that you could be ministered to through God. And there are some wonderful gospel songs out here that minister that will minister to your heart. But I would say, you know, just, you know, going to a Christian store or, you know, and pick up a book that you might want to read and find out about the Lord. And, the you know, it's in the Word. You know, if I'm talking to you about something or if someone says something to you about God, my Father, and say, well, can you show it to me in the Scripture? You know, and if they can't show it to you, then they're speaking from the flesh. They're not speaking from God. They need to be able to show it to you. If they say, now, if they say to you, well, you know, I'm going to come back to you with on that because you got me with that one. No, you no. No one didn't get you with that one. You're not in the Word. That means that you're not studying. You're out here spreading the Word about the Lord, but make sure you're spreading it correctly because you could do more damage to people that's already broken with Christ and want to, you know, to come back to Christ. So know what you're talking about when you're talking about the Word of God. And that's why it's so important to establish a quiet time with God and study the Word of God. And so you can have that faith, so you can have that trust in Him. And, you know, I want to say something and read something a little here that just, you know, that God just put on my heart. And I learned this in at my church. I have a very, the church that I go to is a very church that it really teaches you the Word of God. And it says, you need your Bible for this. It says, now let's change. It's what Jesus said to present tense and make it as personal as possible for you. And God about you and what he had asked God to do for you. This is what Jesus has asked God to do for you. And you had to put your name in this prayer, and this is how it went. It says, I pray for Kimberly. I am not praying for the world, but for Kimberly. You have given me, for Kimberly is yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through Kimberly. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that Kimberly may have the full measure of my joy within him/her. I have given Kimberly your word, and the world has hated Kimberly for Kimberly, or not of the world anymore. That I am of the world. Lord, I am full right now, so can you just, you know, work me with my tongue. Please help me with the tongue. My prayer is not that you take Kimberly out of the world, but that you protect Kimberly from the evil one. Kimberly, you are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sacrifice Kimberly by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent Kimberly into the world. For Kimberly, I sacrifice myself that Kimberly, too many, be truly sacrificed. Righteousness, Father, through the world does not know you. I know you, and Kimberly know that you have sent me. I have made you known to Kimberly and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in Kimberly, and that you, I myself, may be in Kimberly. John 17:9-10, 13, 19, 25, and 26. And that is not from me. That is not my personal feeling. That is from God, and that's what Jesus asked of his Father. And with that being said, you know, he really, really wants us to know and understand the Word of God. It is so important. It is so important about faith. It's so important about, you know, trusting in the Lord. It's so important that you give yourself that time, take that time out and learn the Word of God. Time is getting short, you know, and we need to believe and, you know, and understand faith, just not just read over it and say, okay, let me just read it because, you know, Diva and Lady Survivor said, let me read it. Read it, understand it. I mean, get full off of it. Live through it. And have patience. Have a lot of patience. You have to have patience. I always tell people, you know, they'd be like, Lord, if the Lord is here, you know, why is he allowing all this to happen? And, you know, have patience. He's not allowing anything to happen. You have choices, you know. And we were born in sin. Remember that. And, you know, you didn't get into that mess overnight. So don't expect for him to clean it up overnight. So, you know, you have to have faith and have to have a lot of patience. And with patience come, you know, with patience come faith. With faith come patience. It works hand in hand. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to understand that, you know, because God is good. God is good. Every time you turn around, God is good. When you go out there, people say, well, how do you know God is real? Come on now. When you walk out the door and you feel the air, every time I feel the air that went up against my skin, I know that's God touching me. You know, every time he wakes me up, that's God. That's God touching me, you know. Faith is so powerful and so strong, and, you know, it's, you know, I worked hard, you know, to get everyone to come on this show tonight because I really wanted to know how, because people have different version of their faith, their beliefs. They have their different version of the truth about the Word of God, and it's very exciting to listen to everyone because everyone, you know, sometimes you don't know. And you come on, you know, the talk radio show with Diva and I, and you find out, because we study the Word. We definitely study the Word about faith. I mean, we were studying for 2 weeks on this. We've been studying Hebrews and you know, and plus going to church and listening to the Word of God and, you know, and just studying. And it's like, you know, when people say, I go to college, I'm so tired of, you know, all these classes, you know. Try studying the Word of God, and then we can talk.
Amen.
Try studying the Word of God, then you can talk, because, I mean, my Bible comes in all different translations, and I just love it. And, you know, and if you don't understand get the New Living Translation or the New International Version, you know, it's no excuse for you not to learn the Word of God. Stop making excuses. He don't make excuses when he bless you. When you ask for blessings, And you receive your blessings. Well, when you put your prayers in, you want these blessings. He don't make excuses and say, well, I'm not going to give them this because of such and such. You know, so stop making excuses, you know, to know the Lord, to understand the Lord, you know, and stop sitting up and, you know, going through it and memorizing the Word of God, you know, so you can just say, oh, I know the Word of God. Just because you can quote every scripture out of the book, do not make you a man of God, do not make you a woman of God. Do not even make you godly. It just makes you say that you know. It's just like a child memorizing Cinderella story because it's been read to you every night. But if you're not going on faith and understanding what you're reading, it's just useless, really. I'm back over to you, Diva.
Glory to glory to glory to God. I just thank God for him being him. This faith exercise is going to have to take for you to consistently work at it every day, and that's exactly why I post the scripture in the chat room, Hebrews 11:6, and I can only come from God's word because I believe in God's word. I do not want to speak from my own understanding. I want God to use me. So
amen.
Understand that when I'm saying something, I'm going to refer back to the scripture. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me and correcting me on that. Hebrews 11:6 says, let me just turn this up a little bit. I just love that song. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Earnestly. Really. Yeah. I really, 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 really earnestly. Like you looking for him. You looking for him, and you looking for the word. You looking for him in the daylight with a flashlight. Earnestly. Take this thing serious. I love that. I love that so much. And I love that God says us, it tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. We want to please God. We're going to have to exercise our faith. Step two to exercising your faith. Now, we talked about when we woke up. We talked about when we got up in the morning, we still laying in our bed before we feed the physical. we feed the spiritual. And I want y'all to get I want y'all to get this and start doing it, apply it. Because this is not a routine thing. This is something that you're doing because, first of all, you have faith. Second of all, you're a believer, and you want to please God. But you cannot please God without having faith. So you woke up in the morning. Okay, still got the onion in your mouth, but it's all right. Father God, thank you for grace and mercy. And we know that grace is when God gives us things every day that we don't deserve, and mercy is when God withholds the things from us that we're not ready for yet. Just talk to him. Lay in the bed. Talk to him. Your husband or your wife be like, might turn over and say, baby, you okay? Yes, I'm talking to the Lord. I'll get to you in a few minutes. But God, thank you, and I love you. Now let's get to the second step. We didn't got up. Now we're going to be washing our face and brushing our teeth. Now the worldly things start to come in. Now here comes the mind going into the highway. Because by the time we walk out the door, it's going to be traffic jam. I'm going to let y'all know that. We be thinking about so many things. All right, I'm up. I got to cook breakfast. I got to get the kids up. I got to get ready for work. I got to get out of here and get on the I-5 or get on the turnpike or get on the parkway before traffic. I got to get to work on time. I got to do my job. I got to go to school. On your break at work, on your break at school, that's why we need breaks, period. Everybody needs breaks. But I encourage you to do one of two things, however this works out for you. Well, one of three things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. One of the things that you can do is bring you a CD player or MP3 player. Because, again, remember, we're exercising. We're exercising our faith, and we want to please God.
Amen.
And again, it goes back to Hebrews 11. Chapter 11, verse 6. I hope y'all got y'all plates. You got to have your plates if you're going to eat on spiritual feeding. Your plate is a.k.a. your Bible. But now we're going to break at work and at school or wherever we at. We got our CD player, our MP3 player, our iPod, our phone, whatever it is. Take that time out, your 30-minute lunch break, your 15-minute break, whatever it is, and get the word, the song of God in you or whatever. Even if you listen to, you go to YouTube and, you know, you see a pastor preach or you from your church, you get one of the CDs, you purchase one of the CDs that they have at the church, or you got some great gospel music in there and, you know, you want to listen to it, keep encouraging yourself. This, right now you're working out. You're working your faith. You're building your faith up. Because you are still incorporating your faith in God's word throughout your day. Now, you can either listen to some music, you can read out of your Bible or out of your devotional Bible, or you can talk with somebody else about God. We on our lunch break. We lunch together every day. Let me tell you how good God is to me. How good is God to you? Do you have a church home? Do you know God? Do you know what the word of God says? Do you know what faith is? Do you know what salvation is? It's people on our jobs, in our schools, in our networks that do not know the word of God. And if God placed something on your spirit and on your heart, you must share. Happy, glad. Oh, yeah, it's going to take some time for y'all to get that. Happy, glad? Man, happy, glad. And just going and witness and telling the gospel, a.k.a. good news. Good news. Do not be ashamed. And it's saying in the Bible, if you deny me in front of your peers and in front of the people, I will deny you in front of my Father.
Hey.
And I'm telling y'all that this is serious. Do not deny the Lord. I love it. I want to think back to, and I love that I wrote this down, and me and Lady Sabara had talked about this, but think back to your youth and your goals in your life that you didn't reach. At first, you know, you may have been disappointed about you not reaching those goals or not completing it, but as you journey through life, you realize that those goals may not have been the best at that time. as you get older, you realize, well, those were some really small goals. You know, or that wasn't the best goal for me to do at the, or try to achieve at the time. God has blessed us by leading us beyond our destinations. Like, he has really blessed us, saying, you, first of all, I'm blessing you with eternal life. All I'm asking you to do is believe in me and have faith.
Amen.
You got to thank God for leading you. When he's leading you somewhere, just follow. You follow everything else. You follow me on Twitter. You send me on Facebook.
Say it.
Follow the Lord. Let's think about this. Are you will follow somebody on Twitter that you don't even know? That
say
may
it.
Not even be praying and intercessing for you. Or interceding for you. And then you'll
say, even that is so true. Lord Jesus, that's so true.
Yes. Or you will try to friend somebody on Facebook that you don't even know him. How do you know that that person is your friend?
And have a nice conversation with them. Is that, you're getting into a conversation with someone you don't even know on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and then you're networking and you're doing all of this, but you don't have time for quiet time with the Lord. And, you know, not to cut you off, Steve, I'm sitting up here looking at Hebrews, and a lot of times when I ask people if they know anything about the Word of God, it's always, they always bring up Noah, Moses, and Abraham. And I was looking at the scripture, chapter 11 in Hebrews, where it says, give me the scripture, Lord, does find it. Okay, it says, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen in holy fear, built an ark to save his family, but by his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Noah was all about faith, even when everybody thought he was crazy. I don't know. Back then, maybe before I gave myself to Christ, I would have thought Noah was a little crazy myself. But now that I know the word, oh, my. I just thank God that Noah, you know, went on faith and believed in God. And because Lord Jesus, I'm just so full right now. It's just so amazing. So amazing, because I know at one time I didn't even believe in God. At one time I just truly believed that there were people that was born for the devil and there were people that was born for God. And my whole life I believed that. And, you know, it's a story behind that, but, you know, one day I'll tell you about it on our next, spiritual feeding. But it's amazing how powerful the devil is. Don't think the devil is not powerful, because then you've been fooled. But God is more powerful than him. So you have to wear your armor at all times when you walk out the door, especially with your kids, your family members, always, you know, forgive, have faith. It's just you have to have the faith. God knows you have to have the faith. Abraham had the faith when he was called to go to a place, you know. You just have to have that faith. You have to have faith. Moses stuttered, but, you know, he was like, Lord, you know, I can't go in that here and talk to these people. You know, they're not going to. But Moses had faith. So, you know, it doesn't stop. You know, it's not something that's just coming from me. I'm not talking about me as a flesh. I'm talking because I love the Lord, and, of course, I fall short. I read the word every single day. Don't believe that I'm not going to fall short, because I'm going to fall short. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm telling you can go to Hebrews chapter 11 and read about faith. Read about it. If that's where you want to start your quiet time, start with faith. And then I also say go to forgiveness. You know, learn about forgiveness. You know, you have to learn to forgive, you know, and don't try to trick the Lord, because I tried that game too, tricking the Lord, telling him, Lord. Don't try to trick the Lord.
Part-time praising, that's what I call it, part-time praising.
Yeah. I just saw myself tricking him. I was like, okay, you know, he's asking me to do this, I'm going to go ahead and do it, you know. I was like, yeah, Lord, I'm ready. I'm like, I'm ready for my purpose. Mm-hmm. He was like, okay, you playing, you keep on playing. He never did. He never gave
keep
my
on
purpose
playing with
until
me.
Peace. That's right. 2007, when I gave my life to Christ, he was like, okay, now I know you're ready. But I played for a little while. Like, you know, I was like, I thought I was going to be able to trick him, okay? Keep on thinking
well,
he's tricking the Lord because you know. So it's something that we definitely need to learn, and you know, we definitely need to learn how to, you know, give our time to God, because, you know, without him we cannot make it. We cannot survive. You know, we cannot do it without him. And we cannot do it without learning. You know, this is our armor right here. The Bible is our armor. Because
yep.
if we understand the word of God and we understand it and we're getting full off of it, we are able to go out there. You're shot. You will be so, you'll be glowing, and people will want to know why you're glowing. And why, you know, they will ask, and you could say to them, you know, I woke up this morning, I spoke to my father. Yo, you spoke to your father. First thing they say, your real father, they thinking your real father, you know, the father that, you know, brought you, helped bring you into this earth. But not, let me rephrase that. Because your real father is the one who brought you into this earth, which is God. But they're thinking about the earthly father. And you have to say to them, no, I'm just, you know, you just be so full when you read the word. I know I do. I be so excited. Because right now I'm excited right now in the name of Jesus. I ain't going to turn on lie. I'm just so excited. Just
and you
excited
should
talking about him.
Be excited.
Because I'm saying, he brought me, Diva, he brought me a long money, how they say back in the day, a money long way. I can't believe I'm even sitting here talking to the Lord, because I'm telling you, this is just a praise that you make you want to get up and shout. I'm telling you.
Well, you know what? Lady Survivor, let me put another scoop of spiritual feeding on your plate. I see you finished with that
there.
One. Let me put another scoop, you know, a couple of, you know,
I got room, bring it
monkey
on.
Macaroni and cheese, the miracle mashed potatoes, I got you.
Mm.
And it's going to come from Matthews. Matthew 17:20. Gotta love Matthews. Matthew 17:20 says, and I hope y'all got y'all plate. Y'all hold your plate out if you want some mercy macaroni and cheese and some miracle mashed potatoes. I got you.
Mm.
I got you. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 17:20 says, and Jesus said, if ye have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto his mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And just to read that again, I really like these different translations. The New International Version is what I posted in the chat room. I just read from the King James Version. But this one, the New International Version says, because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Do y'all hear me? Nothing will be impossible for you. And I got to ask this question. Do you guys have, you know, mountains in your life that just seem impossible to climb? Like, oh, this is so exhausting. Or, you know, do you feel, you know, that you could do anything if you just had faith? Are you just sitting there settling for less than God because, you know, you're weary? You're feeling some type of way. You're worried. You're weary. My spirit is weak. Oh, God. You want to just sit there, complain, and have a pity party? You already have all you need to climb that mountain. Realize that dream, y'all. Or receive God's best for your life.
That's right.
God wants you to have it. Receive God's best for your life, even if your faith is just the size of a mustard seed, just a little. Because you demonstrated, you know, faith unknowingly in your routine, in your daily activities, and in your faith workout, you possess all you need right there, y'all. Just apply that. just apply that ounce of faith to those mountains in your life.
Right.
Today,
but
listen,
only, but
today,
Diva, to get that, but Diva, for them to get that, you know, girl, they have to know the word.
You got to know the word, and that comes with
the word.
Faith workout. Mm. And this faith workout meaning getting up and reading that word.
Mm.
Today, you know, when the storms in your life arise, don't despair, y'all. Just laugh and smile and maintain your position and your positive attitude and turn to those stumbling blocks. Turn those stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Remember that. Turn those stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Remember that through faith you can meet those challenges. You can do it. I believe you can do it. You can definitely survive. Now we got two parts of our workouts that we can apply. Again, that we can apply, meaning we have to put some work in. Now, we didn't woke up in the morning with that crusty smile, the onion in your mouth, and just
you're
stay
killing
high.
You're killing me with the onion. You're killing me with the onion.
The onion all in your mouth. It's all right. It's all right. If the guy ain't all up in your face, he in your heart, he in your spirit. That's where he at. That's where he wants to be. Okay, we done woke up, thanked him for grace and mercy, talked to him, getting honest with him, thanking him. Now, we done got the day started. We on our little 15-minute breaks. We on our lunch breaks. It's probably our day off. And we are either reading the word, listening to the word, or fellowshipping and talking to somebody else about the good news, the gospel, a.k.a. the good news. We are talking about God. We are letting other people know. Now, let's get this third workout in. And this is all in one day. All in one day. And see how we are showing you how you can fit. And it shouldn't have to really be fitting, but how you have to take that time out to have God in your daily activities no matter what.
That's right.
See how Diva Ebony B operates is God first, family second, and career third. How I do mine. May not be how you would do yours, but I'm encouraging you on today, this faith workout that we've been talking about. And if you tune in live now, you're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding with Diva Ebony B and Lady Survivor, and we are just going in on the Spiritual Feeding. Make sure you grab your plate, a.k.a. your Bible, so you can go ahead and eat along with us. And if you want to chime in, and if you want to be able to give for you to testify and to talk on the topic, and the topic tonight is faith and patience, all you got to do is press the one button to be heard. But, you know, just to recap again on this faith workout, throughout your day now, you didn't got off of work or got out of school and you have come home. Yes, it's been a long day. Yes, I'm tired. But while you cooking dinner and the kids is doing what they doing, or they run around and you can turn on some gospel, you can turn on the word. Instead of sitting and letting the kids watch TV, turn on some music or turn on the word. Today we all going to listen in because, of course, we are encouraging ourselves and building our faith and having faith within God. We want to be able to give that to our families because we are an example. They're watching us. They see us. And just as well as we know, and going right back to the word, because I'm not going to speak from my mouth and my feelings, I'm going to speak what God is saying.
That's right.
And Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Share it. Share that food. Share it with your husband. Share it with your kids. I like that song. What is it? It's not about us, but it's about Jesus. It's not about you. You want to get the whole family into this, and while you in the kitchen cooking and moving around, guess what? Those kids is going to start to copy what you do because, of course, our children are sponges.
Yes, they are.
Before we turn on those TVs and before we get on the laptops and whatnot, because the devil is in the TVs and the laptops. It's evil that's coming out. and that everyone
that's,
you ain't watching,
why you
and
have,
even when you
oh,
yes, and even when you sitting there watching those subliminal messages on the TV, that subliminal message on the internet, you're not good enough. You're too fat. Your phone too slow. You can't do
mm-hmm.
this. He's putting that doubt and that fear, and you got to be able, because you have been putting your armor on to be able, I mean really, be able to fight for your kids and your family, your community,
right.
even your enemies. That's why we pray for one another.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to give that to you guys. We can move these mountains, but it has to start with faith. It starts with faith, and it says it right here. Hebrews 11:6, and I put it up in the chat room, too. You guys can jump in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Hebrews 11 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Mm.
And he know when you believe him. He know when you seeking him. I'm going to pass the praise over to you, Lady Survivor. Oh, man, this is good spiritual feed, and the table just keep pulling up, and I just thank you, God, right now.
Wow.
I'm not afraid.
Woo, Jesus, this is just so much. This is just so much. This is so much. But I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And, you know, that's why I say it's so much. It's so, so much more than just being a Christian. You know, you have to have the faith. And when you come to the Lord with a prayer, you know, you say, I know the Lord, and but you don't know the word, and you don't know, I don't know how to pray. But if you get into the word of God and you start reading it, taking the time out to study the word of God, you will understand him so much better, that he will never leave you. He will never deceive you. He will never hurt you. He will never have you crying. If it's a cry, it's a cry of joy. You know, you really have to go on faith. You have to go on faith. I mean, you know, people losing their jobs, their homes, they're losing family members to, you know, different things that's going on in this earthly world. You know, It's just, you know, people are not eating. You see more homeless. You see more abuse towards our children. It's so many awful things that's going on in this world. And when I get up and what I've learned to do, and I just really, to be honest, I just started doing it just this week, you know, with the quiet time with God, because, you know, I have a Facebook page, and I use my Facebook page to bring awareness through child abuse. And, you know, a lot of times that people are, you have to stay prayed up when you go on the line. Let me get my thoughts together. When you go on the Facebook page, you have to stay prayed up, because that energy, bad energy is there. You see, you know the ones I'm talking about. You pretty much see all this stuff on the page. You be like, whoa, I can't believe somebody put this on the page, or somebody sent this Twitter to me, or if you turn the news on, the media was really, media has the devil, woo, devil is busy with the media. So, you know, they can really stretch things out to be. So I just say, you know that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Yes.
Understand that what we do not see. I take it over to you, Diva.
Well, pass the praise on the left-hand side.
Pass the praise. Pass the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to go ahead and go to the guidelines and get some love back. We love it that you guys are on the guidelines. All you got to do is press the one button to be heard. Those who are tuned in live online, all you got to do is call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Let's go to the guidelines and bring in 254-247. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Diva Ebony B and Lady Survivor. What is your name and where are you calling from? 253-247?
Yes. Lisa Banks.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm just waking up, but I had to come in and be part of the show. And yes, as believers, you know, as Christians and as believers, we have to have faith, you know, on this daily walk, you know, because a lot of things we cannot see. If we have faith, just believing what says in His Word is going to come to pass, you know, then it will come to pass. And what I wanted to share today was that as far as contracts are something we can all, you know, grasp as far as, you know, because we have contracts on our homes, our cars. I mean, everywhere you go, there's a contract that has to be signed. Well, and when we fail to follow those contracts, there are consequences. You know, like when there's a breach in the contract, there's consequences. Whether we got to pay some kind of penalty, some kind of fine, you're put in jail or whatever. Okay, now the most important contract there is in this world, we don't consider it. And that's the contract that God gave to man when He first made man. You know, back in the garden with Adam and Eve, when He made the woman for the man, the contract was to be fruitful and multiply. When we do anything in opposition to that, we're breaching His contract. You know, and He told Abraham to circumcise all the males. That's a contract. You know, and you got your Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet that neighbor's, you know, home or whatever. Anytime we do anything in opposition to His contract, we're in breach. You know, and I'm gonna be bold when I say this, because He made the woman for the man. The man is the seed carrier. He plants the seed in the woman, and that's how they multiply. So when you have one man planting his seed in another man, I mean, that's just an abomination, and it's just in direct opposition to what God had originally planned for man. So right now, we're in breach. We're in breach of contract. So when you see all these things going on in the world, we shouldn't be surprised. You know, and I don't know who it was that started this thing that we're not under law, we're under grace, you know, because Once God's children stop following His laws, that's when He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed Babylon when He allowed the flood to kill all life except for Noah and his family. Okay. So to say that we don't need to follow God's laws, they just deliberately misled us, because we do need to follow His laws. And until we get back to that, we're in breach. And then we can expect whatever consequences we get from the Lord, we could expect it. And that's what I wanted to share. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Amen. You said a word, sister. You said a word until we get back. Absolutely.
I agree with that. That right there, you know, and it's so great for us to, you know, witness and worship together and talk about this, because you are so right. We are in breach of contract.
Yes.
We are in breach of contract, and the consequences that come behind it, we must deal with it. And with that being said, when you said that, instantly it came to my mind that I have to evaluate myself.
Same.
I have to evaluate my behavior. I have to evaluate, what am I earnestly seeking the word of God? Because it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to do it. Talk is cheap.
Same.
You can talk all day, all you want to, but if you are not going out there and if you are not going and seeking the word of God and really wanting it and really wanting to understand it and really wanting to get it in your heart and spirit, you are wasting time. You're not fooling nobody but yourself. Where in the world can you go that you can hide from God?
Nowhere.
All right.
Nowhere you can go. You can't go anywhere. You just be lying to yourself, and that's why, you know, in our churches, you know, and I'm going to say our churches are failing a lot of our children that's growing up now, because it's so much horrible things that are going, and then, yeah, there's so many horrible things that's going on, and if they will stick to the word of God when they are in that pulpit, you can never go wrong. Stick to the word of God and keep that earthly ways out of the pulpit and just stick to the word of God. And they can follow the word of God through the scripture. Okay, go to verse chapter 11, Hebrews, verse 7 or whatever. You know, you want them to be able to understand. You want your members to be able to understand. If your members are just constantly there with their Bibles open, but they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to go to this church. Mm-hmm. At one time, I went to this church, and this deacon, he had stood up and he read the scripture. So after the service, in my Holy Spirit, I knew that he had read the scripture, but he did not understand. He never understood what he read. So I said to him, I said, I'm not going to say his name, but I'm going to say he was a deacon. And I asked him, I said, you know, you read the scripture. What does the scripture mean? He said, well, that's just something that the pastor gave to me and asked me to read. I don't know what it means. What? What? In the name of Jesus, what? You mean to tell me that you stood there and you read that scripture and you don't understand what it means? You didn't study it? Well, he just gave it to me. Well, okay, but that means that you're a deacon, that you're not studying like you're supposed to study the word. I mean, you don't have a clue where to say it at all? No. He didn't feel bad about it at all. I'm not just saying to myself, Lord, help me, Jesus. Because I don't understand what he was saying, really. And I'm just a new Christian, and I'm asking him, and he don't know, so what am I supposed to do? So it's just,
wow.
You know, you really need
going
to
the
know.
He was going through the motions and excuses.
Yeah.
There is no excuse. That ain't no excuse, and it's great. And that's what we need to, a lot of us have to start doing. You know, if you don't understand something in your church hole, and I mean, you don't understand something, and you don't understand what your pastor or the deacon is saying, then you have to get up and ask. Don't just be sitting there with, mm-hmm. you know, just going along with it. Just be gullible. Okay, I'm going to just go along with it. Don't think just because they said it that they know exactly what they're talking about. And if you don't understand it and it's not sitting right in your spirit, and you have faith and you believe in the Lord, you are supposed to go and ask them and overstand. And I want to say this right now. I love my pastor. I love my my pastor who baptized me. And back in New Jersey, Pastor Andre Miltier, I love him, at St. Luke's Baptist Church. And I also have my pastor over here that I moved to the West Coast. Pastor Donald Shorter, which is at Pacific Christian Center, and they are tools to be used. Mm. God are using them as tools. They are messengers. They are coming to give the word of God. Please, people, do not idolize your pastor.
Say
that
it.
Is wrong.
Mm.
That
wrong.
Is wrong to idolize your pastor. Because I'm going to let y'all know something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remind you, he's still human. He's a human. So when he falls, you going to take it just as hard. Like, oh, well, my pastor got caught up doing this and doing that. So why should I believe now? Why should I believe what God is saying? What the pastor did ain't got nothing to do with God. Nothing. But you made the mistake in your faith, in your walk, in your journey, to put your pastor up on a pedestal. Knock it off. And you have to say that in your church too. The pastor, the deacon, the elders, the first lady, stop putting them on pedestals, because when they fall, you guys are going to take it hard. Well, not you guys. Thank you, Lord. You're right. I'm not speaking for everybody. Some of you are going to use that as a clutch and a bondage to say, oh, well, I went to this church and the pastor got caught messing around with such and such, or the pastor got caught up, or the first lady was messing around and the deacon and blah, 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 blah. That's an excuse.
Right.
You come to the church to get the word of God.
The word.
That's all you there for. You are not there to have a fashion show, who got the biggest hat, who got the nicest dress, who got the sharpest suit. None of that matters. All you do is go to word, go to church and get the word of God. Even after you leave, your own pastor tell you to read the word of God. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the word. Don't be leaning on, you know, these weekend warriors. And I'm going to say it, too, because I'm real and God made me this way. I'm not a weekend warrior. I do not just want to worship and praise with you on Saturday or Sunday or just a Wednesday. If you call me family and you call me a brother and sister in Christ in the church, then we need to fellowship with each other when we're on the outside. Period.
That's right. That's right.
Point
That's
blank,
right.
period.
Amen.
If I
That's
care
amen.
About your spirit, I care about your faith, if I care about you inside the church, what makes you think that I wouldn't care about you on the outside? But I just wanted to say that because I see that too many times in churches where the members put the spiritual leaders on a pedestal and they idolize them, and then it takes from the word of God. It's taken from the church. You and the members make up the church. So that's why we're talking about faith, and that's why we're talking about patience on today. And that's why I love this scripture. I love it. And Hebrews is a great Hebrews
yeah.
is a powerful book. But go back Hebrews. But Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him." And we also have it in the chat room, too, the New International Version, I want to say. And it says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." It's very
Amen.
Important. Your faith, you are nothing without your faith, and you got to encourage yourself. We're going to take a short break because this table just keep getting full. We're going to take a short break. We definitely want to hear from you guys about faith and about patience and how God has blessed you on today. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard, to get your mic open. I got this song right here from The Truth, and it's called Conversations. It's a great song, and I definitely want you guys to hear it, and I thank God for putting it on my spirit to upload it so you guys can be fed today. You're now tuning in live to Spiritual Feeding with Diva Ebony and Survivor. Be blessed. This is The Truth with Conversations.
Yeah. Beauty, being able to communicate with the Father. We're grateful that the Lord Jesus Christ made it possible for us to talk to God on a daily.
When we talk to you.
called your child. Now, we converse like friends with the freedom of speech like the first time I met. So we ain't gotta talk all bougie, chicks slaying in the presence in a pair of them blue jeans. God, man, he don't be having a mood swing, but he's more than a friend, he's the Lord who rules things. We communicate with the king, go boldly, man, we ain't gotta wait in the wings. With access to his throne, and his zone up the front and back steps of his home. Cause we home, so close, he interprets our groans. Well, no, so we ain't gotta pick up the phone, nah. No, we ain't gotta pick up the phone, we can talk to him corporately or go all alone, man, in the zone. Woo! Oh! My goodness, whoa! Even when it's dark, we must be eager to pray, ignore the reason and the marshal. That's the only part that's important and necessary for us to keep at the forefront. We want to keep full the cup that we pour from, so we talk to the Father through Jesus, the Lord's Son. It's awesome.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Conversations, that was the truth right there. When we talk to you, it is a gift to be able to have a conversation with the Lord. It's just a blessing. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding with Diva Ebony B, and Lady Survivor is live in the building with us, and we are talking about faith and patience. And I know all of us, not a single person right now does not need to be doing our faith workout every day and having some patience on today. And I just want to read this scripture because I'm glad that we got people still calling in and tuning in, and God is just on my spirit like, you got to go back to the faith workout. But before I do that, I want to give this scripture right here. Let me testify about it. Amen. Your answer will come, you guys. When you talk to the Lord and when you seek him first, he will answer you. Hebrews 12, and I love this one. I love Hebrews. We've been in Hebrews, and if you want to go in the chat room, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, and you can get all the scriptures. And I have no problem with repeating them. Matter of fact, thank you, Lord, I will repeat them for those who are on the guidelines. So Hebrews 12 says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doubts so easily beside us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And that is Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2. Right there, right when it says, right in the beginning of the scripture, it says, let us lay aside every weight. Lay aside everything, you guys. Lay aside all the worry, the bills, the man that hurt you, the woman that hurt you, your kids acting up at school, your boss don't appreciate you, gas going up, like rent going up. Lay aside all of that. These are worldly things. They are temporary. They are temporary. Lay those things aside, and it tells us right here in the scripture, and as I witness to you, I witness to myself. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sitting up here thinking that, you know, it's just God is using me. It's been a long time coming, and I finally said yes to God. God said yes to me a long time ago, y'all.
Amen.
Time ago, he said yes to me. So now I'm stepping out on faith and saying yes to him.
Amen.
But that scripture is so powerful. Lay aside every weight and sin which doubts so easily beside us. You hear that? The sin that stood up so easily beside us, like it's right there. The devil is outside our doors right now doing push-ups. He can't wait to fight. He can't wait to fight with you. He can't wait to sucker punch you. He can't wait to catch you off guard. So he can be like, yeah, see, I told you so. I'm going to tie him up
and see him at my door. I'm going to go answer the door, and I'm going to tie him up because, yeah, I have the word, so I'm going to tie him up. It's going to be like Mike Tyson.
But it does say God's word. That's saying Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Two key words in that sentence alone. Patience and race.
Mm.
Let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Amen.
Set before us. Who set this race before us? Who set our purpose before us? Who set our journey before us?
Mm.
Let us run with patience, tortoise and a hare. We use this a lot with our kids. We use it a lot on each other. But you are in a race. Know that.
Mm.
You are in a war, too. It's a spiritual battle.
Mm.
And for the spiritual battle that we are fighting, you guys, why do we instantly go to physical tactics to fight a spiritual battle?
Mm.
I cannot fight a spiritual battle with my fist, with a gun, with a knife, with nothing. It's a spiritual battle. Now, if it was a physical battle, then that would be different. But it is a spiritual battle. So we must understand that. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher. Underline that. Get your plate out, a.k.a. your Bibles. You definitely got to have your plate when you're here. Get your plate out, your Bibles. And this is why I'm saying this. Again, Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doubts so easily beside us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And that comes from Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. I like the scripture right here. And there's nothing wrong with reading your Bibles and reading your scripture and having your faith and building your faith up, because a lot of us got these Flavor Flav spirits, these little skinny, frail, little spirits. I had a Flavor Flav spirit at a time, but now I'm such a believer. I want to please God. I want to love God. I want him to be pleased. I'm working on my faith every day.
Amen.
I want my spirit to be like precious, just big, heavy, and it's so important. So I'm going to pass the praise on the left-hand side to Ms. Kimberly Rem, a.k.a. Lady Survivor. We're talking about faith and patience, and anytime you want to chime in, and if you're on the phone lines, you can press the 1 button. We definitely want to hear from you. This palette is not just for us, it's for you as well. And also, you can jump in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. I'm going to pass the praise, Kim.
I'm going to say this. I want to be like, I'm sitting up here just looking at the scripture in Hebrews where it says, scripture 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he will receive an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Sometimes we have to go on faith and just go out there. And if the Lord is telling you to do something, just go. Just go.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out there on faith and humble yourself and be grounded. You know, you have to be able to be a person. You know, I have joined this new church, and I'm going to say that the Lord allowed me to go to this new church called Northwest Baptist Church, and I'm from Baltimore, and my pastor name is Gary Glanville, and this is a church about teaching. I am in disciple classes. I am in his prophecy classes. And, you know, this is a church that's really about teaching the word of God. You know, and I love that. I love that. I love that. It's just so powerful. It's such a powerful church. And we know all churches have their problems. And trust and believe, you know, it's something that Diva said about worshiping your pastor. So when he falls, you get hurt. That's one thing he always say. Don't worship me. Worship the word. Worship God. You know, I'm just here. I'm just standing here to give the word. I'm just like you. I'm just trying to, you know, to make it just like you are trying to make it. I fall short just like everyone else. I'm trying to get my grace and mercy on. This is. I love the way he preaches, and it's just so powerful. And with walking on faith and understanding, faith and patience. And you know, sometimes I go inside of the mall, and you know, people in the mall, and they're standing in the line, and they really don't understand about being patient because they're so busy in a rush. I wish they opened up another line. I wish they opened up this. Have a little bit of patience. Because you know what? It might be a reason why you're not up at the beginning of the line. You know, something might about to fall on top of your head, and the Lord is trying to save you from that fall on top of your head. So with that being said, I'm going to, you know, send it over to you, Diva. I'm just going to say, you know, get into the word, have faith, have patience. Love the Lord like you will love, like you can love no one else. You can't love anyone else better than you can love the Lord because he will never fail you.
Well, amen to that. I'm definitely going to get to the guidelines. We got to pump up our faith. We got to pump up our spirits. And after we go to the guidelines, I definitely want to talk about this faith workout because it's working. And it's working. I'm going to test
out
working
the line. Working.
And working, and working. You got to work it out, work the faith out. I know another man of God, he's on the live right now, Rock a Block, all the way from Jersey. He's over there working his faith.
You
Rock a Block,
know.
All at us.
Alrighty, how you doing?
Up front wheel spinning. Hello, who is that lady? Hello, lady.
Hey.
How y'all doing, man? What's going on today?
Well, we're talking about faith and patience, of course, spiritual feedings. You guys got to have your Bibles, a.k.a. your plates, when you come to this buffet, because we dishing it out. You hear me? We dishing it out, and we dishing it out right from the Word of God.
Yeah,
I know you can
time.
Definitely touch and on this topic about faith and patience. So go ahead. Let me pass you some, you know, Mercy mashed potatoes and some Miracle macaroni and cheese. There you go. Eat that.
All right, so faith and patience, man. Faith, you know what faith means. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So with that being said, faith is something you have to practice every day. It's not just today I believe, you know, and tomorrow is a new day. And I since I believed so hard yesterday, it's not that kind of thing, you know what I mean? It's everyday battle. It's every day you have to continue to fight and believe and trust in your faith about whatever the situation is. You know what I mean? So it's...
Yeah.
And patience, I mean, if you ain't got patience, then you're not ready to do what God, you know, is asked of you. You know what I mean? Because... You just got to... You got to be spiritually fit to have patience. You know what I mean?
Hey.
If you're not spiritually fit, you know, if you're not strong in your faith, if you're not, if you don't have that, I'm going to stop today. If you don't have that, I'm going to stay saved attitude, then you ain't got patience. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
You know, when it comes to patience, man, you really gotta sit, cool down. You know, you have to really become something else. You know what I mean?
You definitely
keep on with it. You ain't make me shout. Keep on with it.
Hey, that's it. You know, you just gotta be strong in your spirit. And, you know, you got to work out every day for that. Because when you work out, you not only build a physical strength, but you build a spiritual strength as well.
No, that's right.
And there's going to be some resistance. Understand that, you guys. In 323, I'm about to get to you. But understand that there's going to be some resistance from you. Anytime you go and work out at the gym, and you know you know that you're going to have a weight that's resistant against you, but you're working against it. So it's working against you, and you're working against it. So you got to build that muscle, and you got to have that faith workout. And at the top of the show, we were talking about the steps of the faith workout. Each and every morning, the first step, and Rocker Block knows this because he heard me say it 1,000 of times. But when you wake up in the morning and you smile that crusty smile, you still got that onion in your mouth, you want to say thank you, Lord.
If you say that onion one more time, it's going to be
on. That's right. You got that onion. Y'all know y'all got the onion in y'all mouth when y'all wake up in the morning.
Why if you say it again?
See? You wake up in the morning and you say you're still laying in your bed before you feed the physical body, feed the spirit. The first thing you want to say is thank you, Father God, for today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Thank him for grace and mercy. Grace is when God gives you things every day that you don't deserve, like life. He protects you when you were sleeping. Hold on,
let me ask you a question. Okay.
Well, grace is when God gives you the things that you don't deserve every day. And mercy is when God withholds things that you're not ready for just yet. You want to be thanking God and talking to him in the morning. When you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes, you know it was only him that woke you up, not the person next to you, not Craig and Dade A&M. They had nothing to do with that. It was all God. And it's all good. It was all God. Now that you done woke up. Yeah, now that you done woke up and you done got on your day, and when you on your break at school or at work or wherever you are, here are three things that you can do for your faith workout to build up your faith so you can stay strong for you. Again, for you. I ain't talking about for me. You're not doing this for me. You're doing it for to please God, to have a more stronger personal relationship with him, and you're doing this for yourself. You are encouraging yourself. You're not encouraging me.
No.
So,
amen.
On your break, school break, lunch break, whatever the case may be, three things you can do. Bring your word with you. Read your word on your 15 or your 30. Bring your MP3, your iPod, your CD player, your Android phone. Get the word of God on that phone. You can either watch it on YouTube or you can listen to some inspirational music. Me, I love gospel rap. I am a gospel rap person. I like it. It relates to me, and I'm glad that it's able to respect God while still rapping a song.
Rapping,
And, yeah, it's still rapping. And the third thing that you can do is your team, the one that you have lunch with all the time and the one that you see, share the good news with them. Talk to them about God.
Amen to that.
And this is just this is still before 5 o'clock. And remember, you're still building your spirit. Kim, I'm gonna get to you, but somebody's been holding on the guidelines, so we definitely want to let God's children in. Let's go ahead and get to the guidelines and show some love. Hold that question, Kim, because I know you want to. I know it's a great one. Let's see, 323-532. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Diva Ebony B and Lady Survivor. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yo, it's your boy Mike Mitch, man.
Mike
Mitch
is here.
Dallas,
hi, Mike.
What's going on?
I got to give you a big round of applause, Mike. Mike Mitch is the original co-host of Spiritual Feeding. Hit us up with this faith and this patience that we're talking about today. Go ahead and pass the praise.
Man, you know, I feel real quick, man. You know, hold too much of your time, but real quick, man. Faith is a verb. you know, you definitely have to work your faith. Your faith has to have hands. It has to have feet. You can't just say, you know, I'm living by faith, but you're not working your faith, man. You got to work your faith out with fear and trembling. That's like you got to work out your salvation the same way. And that's just how I feel about faith, man. I feel once you live a faith-filled life, you will be. It would contribute to your patience. You'll have patience for people. You'll learn how to endure with long suffering. You'll learn how to deal with people in a spiritual level instead of the physical, because a lot of times we want to, you know, smack people in the mouth and they say something out of turn or, you know, stuff of that nature. So when you build your faith, man, it helps you not to live carnally, but it helps you live spiritually. And you start seeing people really for who they are, and help, and it also helps you love them more.
Mm.
You start seeing them how God sees them, you know, because God sees you. You know, we didn't wake up with faith. We weren't born with that. It's just something that happened to come, you know, with us, you know, seeking the things of God. So that's just my synopsis of faith and patience, man. But we definitely need both of those living in this day and age.
Who you telling?
That is so
Mike, shut it down as he usually do. Man, I know that I love to build up my faith. And one thing that I wanted to say, thank you, Lord. No, back to you, Kim. You had a question.
Well, it really, he kind of like, you know, piggybacking on what he said, but I am one of those people that believe a lot of times people don't have faith, and I'm just keeping it real. A lot of people don't have faith because they're living with bondage. And if you can let go of some of that bondage, and you will get the faith and you will get the patience. But if you have so much bondage on you, imagine, I'm going to say females, I'm not going to say males. I'm going to say imagine if you have one person that's carrying 100 pocketbooks, and each pocketbook is carrying like 100 pennies in it. That's a whole lot of bondage that you're carrying. So you're not going to have faith. So you have to let go of some of the issues that is going on with your life and have faith that God is going to be able to take all of that away. But when you have so much on you, that's why you have to get into the Word. You have to, that's why they say fellowship, you know, going to the church and fellowship. But always remember the same people that goes in the church are the same people that you see out in the streets. So you have to excuse some of their behaviors. But ask the Lord when you walk inside of God's house to send you to someone that has faith and has patience. That has the patience to teach you how to get some of this bondage off of you, and then you can start seeing things a little bit more clear with getting the faith and with learning how to have patience. Because if you don't have, you can have the faith, but if you don't have the patience with it, there are just some tools that go together when you're reading the Word of God. And you have to believe, and you have to believe that God died on the cross for our sins. You have to have faith. You have to have patience. There are so many guidelines and laws to the Word of God that you need to learn, but you're not going to learn overnight. But it just takes, it's like a daily workout. But I think a lot, with that workout, I feel like some people call the workout for the Lord is weights. I call it bondage, because I know from my experience, I had a lot of bondage on me, and the Lord had to, it was like a mummy. It was so tight. You know, I was wind up like a little wind up doll, you know. So I had to get rid of the bondage in order to believe that God was real. And that he died for my sins, and I was born in sin, that I'm going to fall short, and each and every, you know, I might fall. I'm not going to even say, I'm going to tell you, I'm not perfect at all. I'm learning each and every day how to, by standing in the Word, you know, how to get closer to Christ and be obedient and to understand faith and how, you know, this bondage is let it go. That's your weight. And once the bondage is gone and it's starting to fall off, you'll see that you're losing weight, but you're getting full off of all the spiritual feeding that you're getting from the Word of God. So if you let go of that bondage, and I'm just going to say, I'm going to say it right here on the show, and if you listen to this show, I am a person that carried the bondage of so it won't be sound so awful, because it's not awful for me anymore because I have forgiveness. But I am a person that carried a bunch of abuse, sexual abuse, when I was 11, and I had to forgive that person. The most powerful that was the most powerful release and faith I had to give, the faith over to the Lord that if I let this go, are you going to hold me when it's time and stop my crying when I start crying? And he was there. He helped me, and he rocked me, and he helped me while I cried and helped me with the tissues. Now he said, okay, enough. Now it's time for you to move on to help someone else. Enough of the pity party. You know what happened. You forgave this person. I have you. Now it's time for you to move on. Because sometimes we can sit in our pity party. And, you know, you hate to be, you hate to say it like that, but that's what exactly
that's
what it is. And
yes,
that's what it is.
Is.
And you don't have time for it. You don't have to, with your pity party, if I sat in my pity party, I would not be where I'm at today. I would not have received my ministry to bring awareness to child abuse and my purpose to bring awareness to child abuse towards our children. I would not be saving children's lives. God's children. Let me rephrase that. God's children. He is using me as a vessel. So I'm just so grateful and so thankful that I have patience, because there are some days, I'm not going to lie to you, there are some days, Lord Jesus, you know it.
We work in progress.
In progress, because, you know, there are people that's not, you know, that's not saved by the grace, that's not saved, they try. And then you got to go back to the word.
But one thing I do want to say about that is you holding something on your heart. If you holding it and you just sitting around and just, you know, just sitting in despair and just really feeling down and out, like, you know, why me? Why me? Why not you?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
why not you?
You have to really reflect. And I think about the things that happened in my life, being homeless with my son, you know, seeing my son father drown in front of me. You know, I was one day so despaired and so caught up with this weight and this grieving in life, and I was at the top of the spires. And only those who live in Newark, New Jersey, know about these spires. It's two buildings. It's the projects. They 20 stories high, two buildings right across from each other. And I stood on that cliff, and I said, why am I here? What is the purpose of me keep going on with this suffering? And God said to me, I'm not done with you yet.
Say it.
I haven't even begun with you yet.
Mm.
And I'm like, really? Like, you haven't even begun? Like, I'm 25. What did I know at 25? Like, for real. Anyway, he was like, I'm not done with you yet. I haven't even begun with you yet. I haven't even started with you yet. You have to release and let go of all this baggage that you're holding on, because you're putting your own self in bondage.
That's
you
right.
are doing this to you. I want to give you eternal and an abundant life, but you are choosing to be so caught on the inevitable. It is going to happen. Why
Did
do
you say
think
that word again?
What I went through? What I went through is nothing compared with what Jesus went through. Nothing. So when we start whining and crying about, oh, it's a recession, the gas is going up, you know, my children and my spouse and my cousin and my family and this ain't right and that color ain't right and this person not on time and this person don't respect me or whatever the case. You're getting caught up in these worldly and these idle things. Let that go. Let it go. Let it go. I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing for y'all. And you're say that about you gonna learn today. You gonna learn early. I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing for you, because it wasn't sugarcoated for me, and this is not how God wants me to do it. I gotta stay real with y'all. I have to keep it real, because if I don't, I'm going to be holding you up from the word of God. Trust is so important. Trusting God is more than words to a song, y'all. We play Malay music and we play that song Trusting You, but trust is more than a word to the song. And John, I like this scripture, John 20:15. It says, woman, why weepest thou? Woman, seeketh thou. Why are you weeping when you should be seeking? And it was talking right to the woman, said right here, John chapter 20, verse 15. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Why are you crying when you are seeking the Lord? Why are you weeping? Are those tears of joy, or are those tears of pain or despair because you're uncomfortable with some of the things that you have to give up?
Mm-hmm.
The scripture tells us that, you know, our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Time is not His. Some things need time, y'all. And that's why we're talking about patience. When life takes us on a detour and just takes us all off track, God loves us. God loves us so much, and He protects us and He guides us. So when your life is feeling like you feel like life is spiraling out of control and you off track, just remember that God loves you. God protects you. God guides you. And know that the trials that we go through on a daily basis will strengthen us to allow us to do other things. My trials strengthen me so it can allow me to do some other things. And it was James, the first chapter, the second verse says, count it all joy when you fall into the various trials. Count that thing joy, y'all. James chapter 1, verse 2 says, count it all joy when you fall into the various trials. When trials and tribulations coming up to you, because it's going to be an uphill climb. It's going to be an uphill climb. You're going to have to keep climbing. But be thankful that, you know what, I got these trials and tribulations going on, but I have faith, and I'm going to believe in God that He is allowing me to go through this to teach me something, to prepare me for something later. He is preparing me for something later. It may be hard to take that view at first about it, but, you know, if we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, our trials will become triumphs. Real talk. If we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, y'all, our trials and tribulations will just turn into triumphs. We're going to triumph over so many things, but we just got to let the Holy Spirit lead us. Gotta let it.
And always remember, your testimony do not belong to you. When the Lord puts something on you or something on your heart, it is not yours to hold on to. It is yours to share. It can help heal someone else. You know, you don't need to be ashamed of something that you have been through in your life. If the Lord has put you through something, it's for a reason. It's for a reason. I'm 43 years old, and I'm here to tell you that the Lord said to me, there's so much more that's coming my way. There's so much in store for me. And I don't, you know, I go on faith. If He says there's more coming towards me, then I'm ready. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because I have my armor on. I have my armor on. I'm ready for it. So, you know, I'm just, you know, so happy and just so honored and so blessed to know Him, to love Him, to follow Him. I will lead Him wherever He leads me to. That's where I'm going at. If He say go there, I'm going to be there. But always remember, you know, it's not everybody always talking my business. That's my business. It's not your business. It's your testimony. But God gave you that testimony. A lot of people hold on to testimonies. They need to stop that. Stop it. I want you to stop it right now. Ladies and Bible says stop it. Stop it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't that be a form of isolating? And big shout-out to Force 259. And I don't want to say your name wrong, but I'm going to say Seekman 128 in the chat room. And Force said, the world is full of trials. And he's definitely right about that. But when you say this is my business, this is such and such and such, that's a form of isolation. You're isolating yourself. And you're kind of like hiding yourself. Why are you hiding? What are you hiding from? Stop hiding, guys. We don't have to hide. And there's nowhere in the world that we can go to hide from the Word of God. And we can, I mean, not from the Word of God, but to hide from God. Where can you go? You know, and when you're in doubt, you know, when you're in doubt, God is going to work it out. Because doubt and fear is the main ingredients to destruction and to death. Those are sins. When you're doubtful and when you fear, it's a sin. Doubt and fear brings on worry. Worry brings on death. You are going to die at an early, early age
worrying about stuff that you don't have no control over anyway. And that's why we're talking about faith and patience. Have your faith. And, again, going back to the scripture, because, of course, I'm not speaking from my mouth. I'm speaking from God's word. It says, Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Do you not know? I mean, really, and I put this in the chat room. It was a different translation, and I really liked it. I want to go back to the chat room and see if I can find it. There it is. Faith is the confidence that we hope for. Women, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about the things that we cannot see. All this time, we haven't seen God. All this time, we haven't seen, you know, the Holy Spirit. But guess what? We know that God and the Holy Spirit has continued to bless us and protect us. We may not have seen God in the physical, but we've seen his works in our lives, in other people's lives. And that happens to people who have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Put it this way, because I'm not one to be running around trying to be Jesus Jr. I know I am Jesus Jr., point blank period.
I know that's right.
But put it like this, and switch the positions. Let's just say if you were God, and one of your children came to you and said, God, please help me. Work this out for me. And you said, okay, I'm going to take care of it. But the next day, this same person that asked you for help went and tried to do it themselves. Wouldn't that make you feel inadequate? Wouldn't that make you feel some type of way? Like, did this person not believe me? Did he or she not believe me when I said that I was going to do it? Did this person not have trust in me? Did this person not have faith in me that I'm going to do this for them? Because they asked me, and I know that I can take care of it for them. Why would they do that to me? This, you got to open your mind and think further than just yourself. I had to open my mind and think further than just myself when I asked God for something and I prayed for it that he was going to do it. Sigmund in the chat room says, it's not going to be easy. I have to heal this loneliness from the past that is connected to my father. I can identify who could not love me. He needed me to be thin or whatever. And now I have to heal and deal. Otherwise, I keep attracting love that is so abusive with men who are not so good for me and are destructive to me. Please help me, God. Help me now. I am here. So be it. I choose to love myself now. Thank God. Praise God. Praise mm-hmm. God. You keep God first. How we
That's
operate
right.
is God first, family second, and career third. I identify with the same thing, my father. You know what I'm saying? He never really was there. But one, and I held on to that thing for so many years. And my pastor sat me down, and he said, when you share and when you talk about it, he said, I want to tell you something. And I'm going to say this to you, too. Thank you, Lord, for using me. You do not have to worry about your earthly father, because your heavenly father has already taken care of you. It may not have been that our fathers was there to show us how a man is supposed to treat us, how to love us, how to talk to us, how to guide us. But you don't have to worry about that, because the only man that we should be seeking guidance from in love is God.
Amen.
God will guide
Amen.
Us. God
Amen.
Is doing this for us.
Amen.
I mean,
Amen.
Wow. I thank you for sharing, and we got about a minute left in the show. But, Sigmund, if you can call in to that number that's on the screen, the 347-850-1521, and listen, that'd be cool, because the online is about to be locked down. So the only way you're going to be able to listen is if you call in and listen from your phone. And God wants me to share more with you. That's if you're comfortable with that. So that's why.
And also, if you would like, I am also advocate for abused women, different things that you go through. You can get in contact with me at 443-683-6237, and we can share each other's testimony, and I can help you get through this. You know, and the only way that we're all going to get through this is through God. And, you know, first and foremost, you cannot get through it without God and faith. But if you ever need to talk, my number, like I stated, is 443-683-6237. Whatever we discuss is between you and I. I'm like a glass of water. It never spills.
Amen. We have come to the end of the show. We want to thank everybody for tuning in online, on their phones, the spiritual feeding. Make sure you tune in next Sunday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. And make sure you bring your Bibles, a.k.a. your plate. I'm going to throw it over to you, Lady Round. I know you got a couple of things that you want to end the show with before we close out in prayer.
All I need to say is that I want to just thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to be a co-host on your show. I would greatly appreciate it. I greatly appreciate the young lady that shared inside of the chat box, and hope that she would get in touch with the 347-850-1521 number, or definitely give me a call, and because I do spiritual counseling at 443-683-6337. You know, we are here for you. We're here every Sunday for the spiritual feeding, and we're going to go out in a prayer with Diva. I'm really full right now, and I just think I have so much on my plate. I don't even know how I'm going to sleep tonight. You know, so I love you guys. I love everyone that, you know, came out to support us. I truly, truly, truly am very thankful. So thankful for so many things. And it's more to come next Sunday, and I look forward to it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lady Survivor, for just being my co-host and, you know, worshiping with me and fellowship with me and being a believer and of Christ and being a worshiper and just, you know, letting God use you. And you know, I just want to say, Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for using us as tools to be able to teach and preach your word, Lord, to be able to witness and believe and have faith and trust and joy and wonderful things in our life only through your word, Lord. You are amazing, God. You are so amazing. And I just thank you for bringing me from where I was to where I am now. And if I can do it all over again, Lord, I wouldn't. I just want to be used for you. And I thank you for blessing the show. I hope that the word tonight that we both came out of our spirits and our hearts and our mouths, Lord, that it was able to touch your people in a special way, in a positive way, in an encouraging way, and encourage them to seek ye first, Lord. I thank you, God, for everything that you have done for us and everything that you have not, that you was holding until we're ready, Lord, and everything in the future. We thank you in advance. We thank you in advance, Lord, because we love you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
You guys make sure to tune in next Sunday in Spiritual Feeding. That's going to be 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Make sure you follow the show. Go to the top of the page and follow the show so you can stay up on all the things that's going on. Thank you for coming out. God bless you and good night.